They went bankrupt because they satisfied themselves with luxurious things. They may have interpreted satisfaction as living in luxury. Materialism may offer satisfaction temporarily, but not completely. Can simple things satisfy you? Many individuals, and not just celebrities, they chose temporal satisfaction with luxury. But our eternal God, eternally contented, eternally satisfied God, He offers eternal satisfaction to everyone. Do you believe that? How do you personally interpret the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23? Let's read this together. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Now, that is not just, if you look at it, it's very, I don't need that, I don't need those. But that is the fruit of the life that you have when you are filled and inspired by the Holy Spirit. How can you feel love when you have nothing? How can you feel joy if you have nothing? How can you feel peace if you have nothing? If you think deeper, this is the result or the very simple description when we are filled, when we are inspired or empowered by the Holy Spirit. When it says, against such things, there is no law, it suggests that when we are inspired by the Holy Spirit, we have that freedom with gladness and peace. Because He also provides for that, for us to have gladness. Do you feel glad when you have nothing to eat? Maybe for one meal time, probably you still feel glad. But for every day you have nothing to eat, do you feel glad? So where's the joy? Where's that peace? Meaning, you sense that gladness and peace because He also provides for things, material things, that may help us to feel that gladness and peace. And nothing prevents us, it says. Against such things, there is no law. People who are patient, people who are kind and good to others, because they are satisfied in their life. They are kind because they also have. People who are gentle, they have self-control and faithful to their spouse, they are contented with what they have. They are contented with their spouse, with their family. That's why they have that gentleness, that faithfulness, and that self-control. And it comes from the Holy Spirit. So when we are inspired by the Holy Spirit, He gives us also wisdom how we may have that life where we can sense the fruit of the Holy Spirit all the more. There's satisfaction in life when we are inspired by the Holy Spirit and we have reverence to God. Now let's read again verse 1 and 2. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your husband so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Now, listen very carefully before you argue violently. Wives, if you can read it again, verse 1 and 2. They? Now, husbands may have been smiling, but wait. Young people, if you are planning to get married, especially ladies, pay attention to this. Learn now before you will have your own husband, and even now, pray that you will be able to obey this godly command. Remember that godly commands requires godly effort. This is godly command. Remember that. Now, the term reverence can be interpreted also, properly interpreted as respect or reverent fear. In this submission to their husband, this is biblical reverence attributed to respectful wives submit to their husband, and that you may persuade others to believe that you are godly wives. Now pray that you may become godly wives. Gladly submit to their husband without hesitation, without reservation. Don't argue yet in your mind, because this is godly command. Consequently, when godly wives respect their husband, they are also respectful of others. Of course, this godly instruction of submission to husband can only be gladly obeyed by respectful wives. If you consider yourself as respectful, you would gladly accept this reality. But it cannot easily sit well in the mind of anyone who rejects the scripture as manual of godly behavior. Now, if you say to yourself, I accept the scripture as godly manual, godly instruction for godly people, if you say that, if you confess that, if you accept that, then you yourself are saying, I am gladly submitting to my husband. But if you say that you accept the scripture as godly instruction for godly people, and yet you resist the idea of submission to your husband, then you are deceiving yourself. Instead, pray. When Apostle Paul instructed, wives submit to your husband, when he instructed that, did he expect that all wives gladly agree with him? I don't think so. Godly instruction are godly obeyed by godly people. It cannot be obeyed by anybody. Only godly people can obey godly instruction. Post that in your social media and many will resist. Why? They are not godly. That's the natural tendency of human nature. Originally, Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the exiled believers scattered in Asia Minor, that is the present-day Turkey. And they were persecuted in Jerusalem, and they immigrated to East Asia. And they may have married unbelievers just for survival's sake. They need to survive, they need to eat, they need somebody they can rely upon in their material needs in a foreign land. And truly, marriage is not always honeymoon time. Now, if you are thinking, you young ladies, young people, thinking of get married in the future, remember that marriage is not always honeymoon time. But for believers, marriage is also an opportunity to testify of the gospel of Christ, especially to unbelieving spouse. So when godly wives submit to their unbelieving husbands, that practically testifies to the work of the Holy Spirit in their life. Submission to husband then is not supposed to be done by human effort only, If godly wives expect that their behavior serve as testimony of their faith in Christ, they should seriously, sincerely pray to be empowered and inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. So before you argue violently, listen carefully. This instruction for wives to submit to their husband is godly command that cannot be readily accomplished by human effort. So pray, I resist the idea of submission to my husband. Pray, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Your godly instruction to submit to my husband is not very pleasant to me. Keep praying until you sense that resistance in your inner self to submit. Keep praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't try to submit by just trying, I submit to you because the pastor said so. No, don't do that. You will be a loser. You cannot do that. And your husband will not even appreciate it. Rather, you would pray, Lord, I would like to obey you. I would like to submit to my husband gladly. So fill me with your Holy Spirit, empower me, please. And husbands, listen carefully, husbands. If you use this passage to command your wives to submit to you, just expect them to resist and disregard you. Why? Resistance to godly command, that is human instinct. Human instinct, it's natural for us to resist godly commands. Wives, when you think that your husband is not worthy, my husband is not worthy to be respected of his unpleasant attitude, he is not even taking a bath. I don't know, but I'm just exaggerating things here, all right? Wives, pray for a stronger faith in godly wisdom. Even if they have undesirable behavior, pray for faith in godly wisdom. How you may submit to your husband even when they have unpleasant behavior. Remember that submission to husband is godly command. And you need godly help to submit to them. You need godly help. You can't do it alone. You cannot. On your own, you cannot. So remember that when submitting to godly husbands, you need godly help. Personally, how do you interpret Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24? Let's read together. Wives, for the husband is the head of the wife of Christ, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, which is Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. See, even in your home, you are worshiping God because you obeyed his godly command. When we obey godly commands, we obey God. When wives gladly submit to their husbands, they obey God. Submission to husband is godly command. Therefore, when wives gladly submit to their husband, they gladly obey God. And not because their husband is worthy or not worthy of their submission. It's not because of who they are, but because you see this command that comes from God and you want to obey God. And as we obey God, we do what is right. Do you readily agree that God includes blessing in every command he gives? Do you believe that? Do you believe that when we obey that godly instruction, he will bless you? Do you believe that? Submission to husband is godly command. And God included blessing too. Can you agree, wives? Hirap, di ba? It's tough. But it's, I understand that's natural. It's natural. Godly wives who gladly submit to their husband. Gladly wives, godly wives who gladly submit, cheerfully submit to their husband. They are cheerful individuals. Can you believe that? They are blessed in many ways. In contrast, disrespect to husband had caused many troubles in marriage. Celebrities getting divorced become public story, become public gossip. That is the very negative part of being popular. Be sure that if you want to be popular, make sure that you have stable marriage. The media quickly publish even private matters of celebrities like divorce. And readers and observers, they would readily share their unsolicited advice and opinion. And it may ruin the day, or worse, it may cause distress, depression, if celebrities seriously listen to unpleasant public discussions. If you read to articles in websites, news websites, where there are comments out there, just read through the, many times when I read a story, I read through the opinions and comments of people and see how others may think about. There are those who agree, there are those who do not agree, and there's still others who do not care. Divorce should have been the last option, but many think that it is their only option for marriage failure. But is it possible to avoid divorce? Is it? How do you personally interpret what Jesus Christ had declared in Luke chapter 18, verse 27? What is impossible with man is possible with God. What is impossible with man is possible with God. It is impossible to avoid divorce if they are dependent on human effort, human thoughts, human arguments, human reasoning. Why? Everyone wants to have their rights. This is my rights. You have rights? I have my rights. And holy women in the scripture, they submitted themselves to their own husband. And it is considered right in the eyes of the Lord. Let's read again verse 3 to 6. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyle, in the wearing of gold, jewelry, or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is great worth in God's sight. For this is the way holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, used to adorn themselves. They submitted themselves to their own husband, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Right, fear. Fear has been one of the major factor why wives cannot submit to husbands. What if I will submit to my husband and my husband will abuse that my submission? That is the fear that may have tried to control wives who cannot submit to their husbands. Well, this elaborate style, jewelry, beauty treatment, fancy clothes, they are the billion-dollar industry in the history of mankind. Women in the past and present and most probably in the future, they want to have elaborated hairstyle, beauty treatment. Why not? They want to be appreciated, get admiration they desire. Beauty is an additional factor to be appreciated. And who does not want to be appreciated or admired? But who are we to judge? Who are we to judge others. We should be more attentive to our lifestyle rather than discussing how others behave, how others live their lifestyle. It advises us in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in the dark in darkness and will expose the motive of the heart. At the time, it will receive their praise from God. Now, if we are thinking, focus on that coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we may behave even more properly. If we are conscious that Christ may return any time sooner, we may behave much sincerely in godly manner. Of course, we make sure that our appearance is presentable and not cause anyone to stumble, right? We should be attentive to our inner being, our behavior, our attitude. And God rewards behavior and attitudes pleasant to Him. When it emphasized that unfading beauty and of a gentle and quiet spirit is of great worth in God's sight, it implies that God observes everyone. He observes who is worthy of reward. And we encourage everyone, not just ladies, to wear decent clothes, especially in church building. For godly wives who desire to serve God, it is best advice to practice submission to your husband. Also, practice it. Practice to submit to your husband, and you will be able to serve God in the ministry the Lord had called you. Godly wives can practically exhibit their submission to Christ as Lord when they cheerfully submit to their husband. And God blesses them all the more. You will be blessed all the more. You want to be blessed, wives? Pray that you will be able to submit to your husband. You will be blessed more. Sarah, the wife of Abraham, she was blessed to be called mother of godly women. And her name has been mentioned as biblical example of submission to husband in the scripture. And many generations have read her lifestyle, her testimony. In comparison, you do not like the testimony of Eve, the first woman in the human history. She was the first woman, yet she acted differently as compared to Sarah. It narrated in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Let's read this to remember. The serpent said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Eve was deceived when she acted and decided on her own. Her husband was with her, but she did not seek his opinion. Adam, he was listening to the conversation, but he never said anything. He was a passive observer. He never questioned when his wife gave her that forbidden fruit, and he ate it also. Such is a biblical example of our limitation, the limitation of our human mind. We cannot know all or predict exactly possible effect of our action. We don't know everything. We may think, oh, this is good for me now, but we don't know what happens in the future. The scripture was written for us to have manual of godly behavior. If you want to have godly behavior, make sure that you have read the scripture several times. Behavior that is acceptable to God, not just acceptable to people. Things acceptable to God, they are best for us. Can you believe that? Even if we think differently, things that God wants us to have, require us to do, they are best for us. It says in John chapter 3, verse 27, a person can receive only what is given from heaven, given them from heaven. Read again. A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. Can you believe that? How do you interpret that? There are things that God allows. There are things that God do not allow, that God forbids. If we dream big for ourselves, this is what I want to become. God helps us achieve if it is within His will. But if God decides not to give it, that big, huge dream will remain a dream. What is it that you wish for yourselves to become? What it is? What is it? Make sure that you seek blessing from God. Lord, this is a better prayer for you. Before you think of many things or great things for yourselves, this is better that you would start with, Lord, help me visualize or imagine what and how you want me to become in the future. Increase my faith, give me stronger faith to believe that you would give me that dream. Make sure to pray for increase of faith, because when God show you a great idea, you might not want to believe it. You might not want to pursue it also. I never dreamed of coming to Canada. I never dreamed of going abroad. I never desired to go abroad. But I prayed that God would lead me to where He wants me. If I may have dreamed to go abroad, I might have been thinking of, like, what should I do? What will I go so that I can go abroad? And many wants to go abroad. They do many things so that they can go abroad, only to struggle abroad because it's not God's will. Many go abroad because they want to have better life. They leave behind their families, only when they return, their family's gone. And that's not very, very pleasant story, right? Husband, here is an open secret of answered prayers. Do you want your prayers to be answered? Husbands, do you want? Well, anyway, if you don't want, listen. Just listen. You may want it later. Respect your wives. That's the secret of answered prayers. Respect your wives. All right? Can you repeat that? Respect your wife. I respect my wife. Okay. Let's read again verse 7. Let's read verse 7. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as weaker partner and as heirs with you, the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. That is the very secret. So wives, if you can lovingly remind them so that their prayers would be answered, remind them this verse. Prayerfully remind them. The term considerate is properly interpreted as knowledgeable. Considerate, you know. Knowledgeable on how to be a responsible, godly husband. And that includes intimate knowledge. It's not just reading from script, from something, from an article, and just put many ideas in your mind. You need to experience it. That's it comes from the word ginosko, know. The term ginosko, it includes intimate relationship of husband and wife. That is the idea of it. So being considerate, you have that knowledge, intimate knowledge of your wives. It's more than head knowledge. It's experiential result of your intimate relationship as husband and wife. So you try to learn from your wives, like you cook food, your favorite food. Now if you come from Northern Luzon, Northern Philippines, you might cook pinapaitan or pinikpikan. If you don't know that, go and search in the Google. My father is Ilocano, and he loves pinapaitan. And he cooks pinapaitan. And my mother, from Romblon, first time to smell that savory Ilocano, savory pleasant smell for Ilocanos. But when she smelled it, what's that? It smells like stinky. Yes. And she threw it away. And my father came home. Where's that delicacy that I prepared? I think it's destroyed. It smells so bad. And she didn't. That's the story of my father and my mother when she was learning about their culture. Something like that. Learn about what your wives or your husband wants. Foods, for example. So that is what it means to be considerate. So be considerate. If your husband wants spicy food and your wife do not have that stomach for spicy food, then you prepare the spicy food for you alone. Prepare something that is not spicy for your wife. Relationship become intimate as you learn your partner, how they react, how they respond to your behavior, to your treatment, what you offer. And that you care much more. You care much more, you consider the reaction. If your wife doesn't like such and such, then don't insist. Additionally, consider your own reaction also when your wife reacts differently. If your wife doesn't want to eat the food that you prepared, how would you react? Do you appreciate her response or not? How do you behave? Wives could be glad to hear their husband say, "I love you." Can you whisper that to your husband, to your wife? Now? It's hard? Just whisper, "I love you." That could be just, that is the icing of the cake, so they say. But respect to your partner is the best practical exhibit of love and care. Respect. If you care, if you love your wife, then keep proper respect. Not just, "Okay, don't worry, I love you, I love you, I love you too." I hear that, "and I love you" somewhere in the province. Everyone would say, "I love you, I love you too." Mm-hmm. And that term, "I love you," had no more effect to everyone because it becomes like, "Hi, hello." Consider also that your wife is the daughter of the King of Kings. You believe that? Your wife is the daughter of the King of Kings. So what does that mean? She is a? Right? How do you imagine the reaction of her heavenly father, the King of Kings, towards you as you would be considerate to his adopted daughter, your wife? The King of Kings would be smiling to you and bless you more because you are very considerate to your wife. And certainly our Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, will be very glad to grant your prayers. Well, son, because you are very considerate to my daughter, I will grant your prayer. How would you think about that? Nothing will hinder your prayer when you treat your wife with respect and dignity. You may have heard this story. I don't know how true, but it had been in social media sometime. I think some of you may have read. There was this grown-up children, and they came to celebrate their father's birthday. The food was served, and the favorite pie, I don't know if it is apple pie or whatever kind of pie, pizza pie, I don't know. Pizza pie. It's the favorite of their father. They know it from childhood until they left home. They know that it was the favorite of their father every time he had his birthday. The favorite pie of their father was burned. Their mother served it anyway. And their children were amazed that their father ate it with gusto, delight, never complained about the burned burned food. He just ate it. Then their children asked, Father, we're grown up. They've been successful in their lives. Why did you eat that burned food and never complain about it? We could easily order from delivery food. It's your birthday. You should eat something delicious, not burned food. Their father responded, before you arrived, your mother had been working all day. She'd been preparing for my birthday. It is my best way to express my gratitude for her to eat what she serves me. I choose to be considerate. I choose to accept that she cannot be great sometime, but she's great most of the time. And that helps our marriage grow stronger. You want your marriage to grow stronger, husbands. Be considerate to your wives. Say amen, wives.
Amen.
Well, this give and take is practical proof of respect between husband and wife. Agree? You agree with that? Give and take. How do you personally interpret what it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28 to 33? Let's read this meditatively. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water and through the word, and to present her to himself as a regent church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ in the church. However, each of you must love his wife as he loved himself, and the husband must respect her husband. You love your love for yourselves, husbands, do you love yourself? It is more practically proven by your respect for your wives. Your love for your wives is your love for yourselves. And wives, respect of husband, this is the best exhibit, practical exhibit of your submission to your husband and obedience to the Lord. And as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we are reminded of the love of God for us. Our response is to expect Christ return sooner to take us into his heaven. And as we wait for his return, we are reminded of our mandate to proclaim the gospel. Maranatha. May our Lord Jesus Christ come sooner.